My brothers and sisters in the Lord, one day there was a man who decided to cross the street. And he looked both ways and he saw that there were no cars, no vehicles coming. And so he stepped off of the curb. And as soon as he stepped off the curb, he noticed that a vehicle turned very fastly around the corner. And the vehicle was coming straight for him. So he decided to hurry up and walk into the other lane. And the vehicle changed lanes and was still coming in his direction. He was getting a little nervous, so he decided to head back to the curb. But the vehicle changed lanes again. And in his fear, he just stopped right there in the middle of the street. And all of a sudden, the vehicle came to a stop and sort of skidded on its side and stopped right on the side of the man. As the man stood there, the window came down. There was a squirrel driving the car. And the squirrel said to the man, "It's not as easy as it looks, is it?" My brothers and sisters, life is not as easy as it looks. Sometimes we feel like that squirrel on the road, trying to get through the many cars, the many obstacles that is presented to us in daily life. But you see, my brothers and sisters, in order for us to do that and to be able to do it with joy, we have to understand who we are. And we can only understand who we are by knowing who God is. In order to avoid being crushed by the obstacles of life, we celebrate this great feast day of the Most Holy Trinity. We celebrate who God is in His very essence. One God, three persons, this community of love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And if God in His very essence is a community of love, and we are created in the image and likeness of God, then you see, my brothers and sisters, we are called to be in communion not only with God, but with one another. In that virtue of charity, Archbishop Gomez, the Archbishop of Los Angeles, puts it this way. Think about it. The sign of the cross, and the many times in the day in which we make the sign of the cross. He writes this, "We touch our head and we say in the name of the Father, because He is the first person of the Trinity and our Creator. Then we touch our hearts and say, and of the Son. This reminds us that God the Son proceeds from the Father and came down from heaven in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And then we touch our shoulders, moving from left to right as we say, and the Holy Spirit. We do this because God, the Holy Spirit, proceeds from the Father and the Son in His love, and the Spirit fills us, body and soul, with the very life of God." You see, my brothers and sisters, if we do not understand who God is, then we'll never be able to truly be the disciples, the witnesses that God calls us to be. And we'll be crushed, my friends, by the burdens of life and the obstacles of life and the heaviness of the crosses that we bear. Did you hear what St. Paul said in our second reading? From the book of Romans. Not only that, but we even boast in our afflictions. We glory in our sufferings. Now, my brothers and sisters, that doesn't make any sense in the wisdom of the world. But only in understanding who God is and who we are can we boast in our afflictions. Can we glory in our sufferings? Because our sufferings, my brothers and sisters, are not meant to crush us like a car coming directly for us. but our sufferings strengthen us in the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I often like to use this example. The NFL has a term, and the term is called YAC, Y-A-C, yards after contact. That is not to be confused with the term YAT, Y-A-T. If you're like me, born and raised in New Orleans, you're probably a YAT. You know the little song? Back in New Orleans again. They say that my speech is a mess. Of Ninth Ward roots, I'm proud, I must confess. I still fry my fish in Earl, and then I wrap it in tin foil. Back in New Orleans again. That's YAC. That's another homily. Today we're talking about YAC, Y-A-C. Yards after contact. And it's basically referring to how many yards a linebacker is able to achieve after the first contact from the other team. And usually the best players are able to receive the most yards after that contact, whether it's a first down or a touchdown or whatever it may be. The same is true for you and I as disciples of the Lord Jesus. We have contact in our life. We have obstacles, but we can glory in our sufferings. We can boast in our afflictions because we know that those sufferings do not crush us. Those contacts do not burden us, but they strengthen us in the faith because we know that our God is accessible. He's not way out there somewhere. He is a community of love calling us to be in communion with Him and in with one another. And we learn, my brothers and sisters, that not only do our sufferings help us grow in our faith, but they also give us hope. And they're there in order to help us to build hope. St. Paul goes on, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint. True story. During World War I, it was very common that as battleships were sunk in the high seas, military officers would often be in lifeboats for days, sometimes weeks at a time, before they were rescued. And over time, they found out a very interesting fact, that while these men were on these lifeboats for days or weeks at a time, it wasn't the older soldiers that died first. It was actually the younger ones. And we may say, well, that doesn't make any sense. The younger soldiers should be more physically fit. But you see, the older soldiers, they had either been in a lifeboat before for days or weeks at a time, or they knew somebody who was in a lifeboat, but they had hope that they were going to be rescued. The younger ones lost their hope, and they gave up. You see, my friends, our afflictions produce endurance. And that in that endurance, my friends, we have hope. Because God has visited His people. I know some of you are looking at your watches now. And that's okay. Because Jesus says in the gospel, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But I leave you with this. Don't let the cars of life, whatever they look like for you this day, make you run back and forth on the journey like a squirrel. May you find hope in your sufferings because you know who God is in His very essence and who we are called to be. And as you hear the word of God proclaimed, may you hear the words of Jesus. I have told you all these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete.